Steve Chesney. Nothing but the blues. Dixon
101. Broadcasting on 101.8 and 103.1 FM. Streaming at the website and on smart speaker. Fixin' 101. It's Nothing But the Blues with Steve Chesney. This week we have some new music in from Jack DeCaeser, the John Angus Band, and the full Mike Zito album has come in, so we'll feature those later. But we'll start with something from 2013. It's that great guy, James Cotton, from his album Cottonmouth Man. This one's Bird's Nest on the Ground.
I'm gonna put everybody down. Yeah, you know I got something good. I'm gonna put everybody down. Yeah, you know I done got lucky. Found me a bird nest on the ground. Well, you know I don't care what nobody says, and I don't care what they do. Nobody say, and I don't care what they do. Well, as long as you love me, I got a good thing. I got a pretty little girl, and she loves me do what I say. I got a pretty little girl, and she loves me do what I say. She gave me the key to the city, and I got everything going my way.
He was, and a quote here from the San Francisco Examiner. It says, James Cotton is a blues legend. His wailing harmonica blows them away. His improvisations on the blues are full of fun and good humour. The blues don't get much better. And a band that are keeping the blues alive in Chicago are the Cashbox Kings. They've had a few albums out that have come into the programme. This one came in 2013 from Blind Pig. Their debut on Blind Pig was a couple of years before that. But this one's Black Topping, the album, and this is Walking Blues.
Tell right away, you know I had these old walking blues. Now, child, up this morning, man, feeling round, round for my shoe. Now, you know, nobody got these old walking blues. Well, some people tell me that worry, blues ain't bad. Worst old feeling I most ever had. Now, child, some people tell me that these old blues ain't bad. Now, you know, that's the worst old feeling I most ever had. Well, I feel like blowing my old lonesome home. Got up this morning, my little boy, Eastwood gone. Now, feel like blowing, man, woo, my lonesome home. Now, you know, I woke up this morning, all I had was gone. I don't mind dying. I leave this morning. I'll ride the blind. Now you know I've been mistreated, but I don't mind dying. She breaking on a dollar most everywhere she go. From her head down to her toe. Now she breaking on a dollar most everywhere she go. Thank you.
Walking Blues from the Cashbox Kings album Black Toppin from 2013. You're listening to Vixen 101 on 101.8 and 103.1 FM, streaming at the website and on smart speaker. And it's Nothing But the Blues with Steve Chiesny. To find out more about us, do check the website at vixen101.co.uk. You can listen live there or on a smart speaker. And we have a Facebook page as well, so do check that out. You can contact us through the webpage or Facebook or at admin@vixen101.co.uk. And for me, my direct email is steve.jesney@vixen101.co.uk. I watched a great documentary the other night on TV about Brian Jones' role in the Rolling Stones. And the track from the Cashbox Kings had some good slide guitar on it, but it said that Brian Jones, who formed really the Rolling Stones and gave them the name after a Muddy Waters song, was really inspired with slide guitar by Elmore James. So we'll have Elmore James as the rattly old track. It's from 1959, which really wasn't that many years before the Stones were formed. This is The Sky Is Crying. Crying from Elmore James, and as I say, Elmore James inspired Brian Jones to do all that great slide guitar work on their early singles like Little Red Rooster, because Howlin' Wolf was also a great influence on him. When they were on TV in America, Howlin' Wolf appeared on the same bill, and Brian Jones was quite agog really to see Howlin' Wolf there playing to them in the studio live. Well, things changed and Mick Jagger and Keith Richards started writing the songs and were encouraged by the manager as well, because he wanted them to become more of a pop group. And the first song that was written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards and released was The Last Time, although it was actually based on the Staples Singer song from 1954, and Keith Richards admitted that in 2003. So it's not blues, but it's a single that I owned back then. And we were all asked to take in one record to play in the music lesson at school, and I took in The Last Time. And I must say the music teacher wasn't very pleased about that, but here it is. Stones then in 1965 with The Last Time, moving off into new territory away from true blues, because they'd been doing lots of Bottleneck, Slide and old blues songs before that, because that's what Brian Jones wanted the band to be doing. And when they appeared on TV in America and I said Howlin' Wolf was on the bill and they all sat around on set and watched him perform, this was the song that Howlin' Wolf did, which he originally recorded in 1951. How many more years?
Thank you.
How many more years from Howlin' Wolf from 1951? I could do a whole programme about Brian Jones because he was such an interesting character and he had such a sad life. He was thrown out of his home by his family when he was very young and he had various girlfriends and moved into their homes a bit like a cuckoo. Got the girls pregnant and then moved on to another girlfriend. The Rolling Stones manager sidelined all of them except Mick and Keith, and he'd only allow Mick and Keith to be interviewed. And Brian became quite jealous and turned to drink and drugs and became very unreliable in terms of turning up for recordings or turning up for gigs, till eventually he was actually sacked from the band, and then 3 weeks later, sadly, he died, 3rd of July, 1969, aged 27. This is a blues programme, so we'll get back to some blues, this time from Mike Zito. And we now have the full album, Life is Hard, from Mike Zito, released at the end of February. And we'll have the title track.
Survival of the fittest, so I'm told. Don't matter how you try, life is hard, and then you die. This whole world is a jungle. She's out to get you in the end.
Mike Zito from his album Life is Hard, the title track, and he has had a hard life, a bit like Brian Jones in a way. Forgot to say how Brian Jones died, though. He was found in his swimming pool around midnight, and his girlfriend said when he was pulled out, she thought he still had a pulse, but when the doctors arrived, he died. And he'd probably just fallen asleep in the pool, people thought, after lots of drink and drugs. But back to Mike Zito, I said he's had a hard life too, and sadly, after turning his life around with his wife Laura, she died of cancer quite recently, and that's what this album is all about, Life is Hard. And that was the old Fred James song, which was originally written for Johnny Winter. Next, a new album from Jack DeCaeser, a name I hadn't heard, but he's a British-born Canadian blues guitarist, vocalist, songwriter and producer, the notes say. He's twice won the Juno Award, Canada's highest musical honour, and seven times received Maple Blues Awards, including for the Blues Album of the Year in 2000 and the Lifetime Achievement Award in 2001. And his career spanned four decades, and he's a former member of the Hamilton band The Bobcats, a rockabilly group who released two albums in the 80s. Since then, he's released 10 more CDs and one DVD as a solo artist, and he's been a session guitarist on hundreds of recordings, it says. As a session guitarist, he worked with Etta James, Otis Rush, John Hammond Jr., Ronnie Hawkins, Duke Robillard, Robert Gordon, Willie Big Eyes Smith, Bo Diddley, and Blue Rodeo. So this is his new album, Solo. This is a song that's been covered by lots of people. That's No Way to Get Along.
I'm going home, friends, sit down and tell my mama. Sit down, tell my mama. I'm going home, sit down and tell my mom. I'm going home, sit down and tell my mom. This ain't no way to get along. The low down women, mama, they treated your poor boy wrong. Mama treated me so wrong. The low down women, mama, treated your poor boy wrong. The low down when my mama treated your poor son wrong. That'll be no way for me to get along. They treated my poor heart like it was made of rock or stone. Mama made of rock or stone. Treat me like my poor heart made of rock or stone. Treat me like my poor heart was made of rock or stone. There'll be no way to get along. You know that was enough, mama, making me wish I was dead and gone. Mama wished I was dead and gone. That's enough to make your son, mama, wish he was dead and gone. That's enough, oh, mama, to make son wish he was dead and gone. There'll be no way to get along. I stood on the roadside, I cried alone by myself, cried alone by myself. I cried on the roadside, stood by myself. I stood on the roadside and cried alone by myself. That'll be no way to get along. I'm wanting some train to come along and take me far from here. Take me far from here. Some train to come along and take me away from here. Some friend to come along and take me away from here. That'll be no way to get along.
An old song originally written in 1930 by Robert Watkins and on Jack DeCaeser's solo album. Song That's No Way to Get Along. Another new album has come in from the John Angus band called It's High Time, and the release notes say, straight to the point, we're a band based in Cheshire and Lancashire in the UK, playing original blues rock material at blues rock venues and festivals, Our music's described as rock blues by fans, with a strong 70s genre of blues influences by artists including the amazing Rory Gallagher, Johnny Winter and Paul Rodgers. So that can't be bad. John Angus is the founding member and songwriter, and the band's evolved to become a tight, energetic outfit over the past 4 years. With three previous albums, including on vinyl, the band have now just released the fourth, and they believe it's the best so far. So the album, It's High Time, and the track, Life's What You Make It. The John Angus Band, with a bit of a drum solo to start, no less. The album, It's High Time, and the track, Life's What You Make It. Now, a CD is coming, real CD from Canned Heat. It's called Final Vinyl, and Final is spelled F-I-N-Y-L. And they've been around since the 60s, of course. The original member in the band is the drummer, Fito De La Parra. He's been in the band since the 60s. The other members are Jimmy Vivino, Dale Spaulding and Richard Reed. The release notes say, nearly 60 years after the band was founded, a new studio album's released on Rough Records in April 2024. It was recorded in Burbank, California, with long-serving drummer Fito De La Parra joined in the studio by members of the band's current lineup. And the release notes say, so is this the grand finale of a long-lasting recording career, with which Canned Heat say their goodbye to show business? First of all, the album title seems to point in that direction, since final vinyl going to be read as final vinyl. Then there's the opening track, Vivino's One Last Boogie, pointing in the same direction. And another song on the album, When You're 69, deals with an age that makes you rather think of retirement rather than further activities. On the other hand, the tour plan on the band's homepage is already filled with first dates for 2024, not just in the US but also in Europe later in the year. So maybe it isn't their last album. We'll have that opening track, One Last Boogie. Then with One Last Boogie from their album Final Vinyl, due out on the 5th of April. Now Philip Sayce, who I used to play way back on the programme from when he released his first solo album, but first of all he was with Jeff Healey's band and he performed at the world's most prestigious festivals, it says on the release notes for this album, and shortly after he began recording and touring for 4 years with a musical icon, Melissa Etheridge. including performances at the Oscars and the Grammys. Then he launched his solo career and established a fan base in Europe and beyond, opening shows for the likes of ZZ Top and Deep Purple. And the album is blues rock, veering towards rock. But I thought I'd play this track, which is slightly different on the album. It's an instrumental called Intuition. Intuition from Philip Says, with a very harsh ending on that one from the album The Wolves Are Coming, released at the end of February. Started off very quiet though, but ended very loud. And the quietness at the beginning reminded me that I should play something from Peter Green, because we haven't had anything for a while. And this is the album In the Skies from 1979 and the track A Fool No More.
Thank you. Yes, I've packed up my clothes. I'm moving away from your door. Lord, I packed up my clothes. Said I'm moving away from the door. I've been your fool for so long. I'm babe, I won't play that fool. Gave you all my money. I work as hard as I can. I came home early one morning. I found you with another man. And babe, I packed up my clothes. Yes, I had a love so strong for you, but you treat me so unfair. Said I packed up my clothes. I'm moving away. So long. And babe, I won't play that fool no more.
You don't get many of those to the pound. That's Peter Green, A Fool No More, from the album In the Skies from 79. We're almost out of time. I hope you've enjoyed the programme, that you'll join me next week here on Vixen 101 for some more of the blues, the whole blues, and nothing but the blues. I mentioned that the song on Mike Zito's album, Life is Hard, was written by Fred James, and he wrote another song for Johnny Winter as well called Lightning, which I don't have, but it was those two songs, Life is Hard and Lightning, that allowed Fred James to start his own publishing company, because they were so successful, he made so much money out of them. But I don't have Lightning, so we'll have Johnny Winter anyway. This is from 1969, it's Memory Pain.
No, I'm still living with a memory.
feel old.
Serve me right to supper. Oh, serve me right to be alone. Just to be alone. 'Cause I'm still living with a memory.